Hello and welcome to this final boss fight audio podcast for Tyranny of Dragons. My name is Aegis, the Warforged cleric in this game. While we stand against the Cult of the Dragons to protect the good people of the Sword Coast, it is our pleasure to welcome your organic selves to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in on Twitch, we stream at Final Boss Fight Live on the first Saturday of every month, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's dive into this month's adventure.
Hello! Hello, 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 hello. Hello, and welcome to this Final Boss Fight live stream of D&D. My name is John, and I am joined by Robin.
Hello! I'm also joined by Fidget. On my shoulder here.
Yeah.
Aww.
And by Sarah.
Hi!
Or at the very least, the disembodied voice of Sarah.
Yeah, the disembodied voice of Sarah. I've not actually got a body at all. Just a construct. I'm one. With a dog sitting on.
By Jeff.
Hello, and welcome to Final Boss Fights. My name is Jeff.
By Stanza.
Hi!
By the empty living room or bedroom of Brian.
I think Brian is
there. There he is.
I was about to say, if that answered back, that'd be quite...
I don't know what I knew. Was...
He was ducked out of the shot.
Oh, less heat.
He popped up into the shot like a Muppet. And by... normally say Tanny, but we're joined by Zavala's cat.
Zavala's a cat, but either way, hello. I'm still unwell.
And I believe we are turning to Jeff. We are turning to Jeff to do the intro this time.
God yes. Damn it, Jeff.
Okay, yeah, ready to go?
Well, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. Let's go!
Okay. Eternity. You think you know what eternity is. You think it's just time that goes on forever, 1 second after another, 1 minute after another, 1 hour after another, going on and on and on, countably infinite. Let me tell you what eternity really is. Eternity is just a matter of perspective. For my companions, when we returned to the village of Green Nest, I was unconscious for 3 days. For my patron, the Black Pharaoh, I was in his presence, his prisoner, for 24 hours. For me, as I had daggers stabbed into my body constantly for that time, every second felt like an eternity. I only found out what happened afterwards when they told me. It seems that after he returned to Green Nest and I was unconscious, Leonis Alamfar, the prisoner who we had rescued from the camp, approached us, asking us to return to the camp, asking us to find out what their intentions were, what the intentions of the forces there were. In the meantime, Daphne decided to create a new toy, Homunculus Archimedes, representing some sort of bat creature. Casper amused himself by drawing on my face while I was asleep. Mork did whatever Mork does. But eventually I woke up and found that, for whatever reason, my patron had played yet another trick on me. Because I was now terrified of Aegis. I could not be in his presence. I couldn't stand the sight of him. This was going to be problematic. However, Leonis, along with Governor Nighthill, told us of our mission to investigate the camp. And Leonis told us afterwards to meet him in the... Leonis told us to meet him in Elturel. And if he wasn't there, we were to meet with Omphar Froom, a paladin who would presumably direct us on to where we need to go next. So we returned to the camp, and we found all the kobold huts were burnt to the ground. whereas all the other huts belonging to the humans and other races were intact, and we saw lots of tracks leading out of the camp, some sort of mass exodus, presumably. However, the acquaintance of Flintlock, the chef, was still there, and there was some debate as to whether to kill him or talk to him. In the end, talking to him won out, and Daphne took on the job of speaking to him. And he told Daphne that everyone had gone west, apart from a few warriors and kobolds who had holed up in the caves. So we decided the best thing to do was explore the caves. We met a couple of guards at the entrance to the cave. I managed to get some information out of them and decided to silence them by trying to kill them. It didn't quite go according to plan. We successfully killed them, but... yeah, I don't like being stabbed, it turns out. Later on, after the battle, we moved further into the cave and we found a trap. A cliff edge collapsed and dropped us into a field filled with fungus and more of those winged kobold things. And it turned out the fungus was also hostile and started moving and attacking us. And, well, put a long story short, there was a big fight, which we just about managed to win, although some of us came a bit closer to death than we'd like to have been. And I believe that is where we pick up tonight.
Yes, that is where we pick up tonight. So, I'm going to say you are all kind of breathing, gasping for a bit of breath, and you hear some footsteps padding up behind you, and you see Mary coming along.
Guys, wait for me, I'm coming.
Ah! Don't stare like that, Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daphne. I didn't mean to. I didn't do it on purpose. Are you all okay?
I just had a bit of a fight with everything else.
God, my voice is a top light. It does not help.
You do not need to do the voice if it is hurting your real life voice.
My real life voice.
It is nice of you to join us, finally.
Well, I'm sorry. It was just, you know, I hadn't seen Leeson for so long. We really did have to catch up on things.
That you have returned.
You see little bumps seeming to move under Mary's cloak as well.
And a few just, around me.
Well. Yeah.
A few birds just twittering around me.
You appear to have some new friends.
Yes, well, you know how I'd always had my little bird companion, and sometimes when apparently I was being a bit annoying and talking a bit too much to everyone else, I talked to them. Well, he's got some friends now, so there's like lots of them.
Hey, when a mummy bird and a daddy bird love each other very much.
I just not now.
Okay.
Going with that, but they're not all the same type of bird. They're different colours, and some of them are bigger, some of them are littler.
Did you find anything on your friend about what's happening at all?
I did find out something about what he's doing. Do any of you know what the Harpers are?
Harpers? Can I roll for anything for that?
Yeah, anyone can roll a history check.
Oh, my God,
I got proficiency on that. No, I do have proficiency
9
in history.
Plus 6, that is...
I do not.
15.
Oh, I like this new dice. That is a natural 20.
Nice.
For a total of 23.
My history is a 0.
I got a 9 with a plus 4. That's...
Okay. I'm going to give this to Aegis.
I grew up in a library.
You did read some of the books, actually, in there. When you weren't dealing to the monks' needs. And you've read upon the Harpers. They are an old society. They're like the world's worst kept secret, though. And you know they stand for kind of justice and wanting equality between all and want to try and get rid of any, make sure the wrong people don't end up in power.
Harpers are a secret society that everybody knows about.
That's the one, Aegis. And they believe in good things and trying to root out corruption and evil. So he's a one of them, and that's why he's tracking the cult of the dragon. And he asked me if I wanted to be a member, and I said yes because I didn't see anything wrong with it. So now I have this little badge on my arrows, and sometimes people might give us messages.
And
yes, you are the chief of the Glam. I approve heartily of this.
I was going to say the little badge is basically a harp surrounded by a crescent moon.
You can see why they are called the Harpers.
It's probably, you probably notice that Artorius' voice is coming from a big patch of darkness up ahead.
What's wrong with Artorius? Is he just embracing his dark side even more?
He is afraid.
Oh, what of?
Me.
Oh. Like, Mary goes off in the direction of Artorius' voice.
Okay.
And does a stage whisper and goes, Artorius.
Yes.
Why are you in the dark? Why are you afraid of Aegis?
It's a long story.
It begins with eternity.
Don't get much longer than that.
Speaking of which, Aegis is currently within 60 feet of you.
But can I see him? Or does that matter?
Yeah.
Is it both conditions?
If you see them, then you're triggered.
I am just like, as Aegis is coming in, I'm just sort of like continuing to back away again, further into the darkness.
Okay. I'll not move your token, because you'll need to see it at some point.
Yeah.
What's that? Do you help Artorius?
He's present being a bit my patron. Silly.
It's a present from my patron.
Oh, she sounds like a nice patron.
Your patron sounds silly, and what you're doing is being silly.
Yes, there's
nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with Aegis. I don't understand why there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with Aegis.
Friends who are injured, please gather round. You might need to cover Arturius's eyes so that he can gather round.
Can I use my little flock of birds to, like, sort of obscure Arturius?
Go on, I'll allow it.
So, Jeff, you know, I sent you that picture last night.
Yeah.
You're now the second one. I sent a picture of
Anthony
Hopkins from Birds.
Oh, right.
I will be distracted by the Twitter.
Bob!
Don't you mean the X?
Tritax.
Gather round. I shall cast Prayer of Healing.
I'm busy trying to fight off the birds, but not fight them off, because that's the only thing that's, like, keeping me from seeing Aegis.
This spell takes 10 minutes to cast.
Ritually.
I assume so.
No. This spell just takes 10 minutes to cast.
Oh, well, fair enough.
But everybody gains 12 hit points.
Woo!
Nice score.
I rolled not great on the second dice.
I care not. That's me back up to maximum.
I'm going
to
say 12 hit points is a good...
It's a good number. It's not the best number that spell can do.
Perfectly gets me up to fighting fit. Thank you,
That spell can do a maximum of 24 hit points.
That gets us back into the darkness.
But that is all of my second level spell slots used. Try not to take too many more injuries.
Now let's see what else is left in this place, and then let's get out of here afterwards.
I believe there is darkness in that direction.
Maybe let's head back.
So anyone without dark vision is going to struggle from here.
What? Dark vision?
Do I have
Oh, no, wait, I don't. Wait, do I?
An orc should.
I do not.
I don't!
Yeah, orcs have 60 foot of dark vision.
Okay.
I think you do.
I don't know if fairbugs do.
Where should I be looking on my character sheet for Dark Vision?
So it's under senses. You've got your passive with perception, investigation, and insight, and then you've got any underneath that it'll say what you've got.
Perception.
On the left-hand side of your sheet, Brian.
Okay, let's see. A passive, whiz, passive. Oh yeah, dark vision, 60 feet.
I don't have dark vision. But, my question is, can I do this straight away? Let me look. I might try and do a magical tinkering real quick.
Okay.
Anybody got anything here that has like some sort of long stick kind of thing? They didn't want to use like a long stick or something.
Look around and see if there's any
long. I have a mace. I sometimes hit people with it though.
There are dead bodies. There are dead kobolds around. Surely they might have something suitable.
Oh, that's a good point. Daphne will try and look around quickly.
Make a perception check. Just
yes.
Yeah, Mary can help, so take it with advantage.
Okay. Perception.
I will also assist for flavor reasons.
Okay. I've got a 5 and a 12. The 12 is a plus 2. That would be 7. 17.
I was going to say a 7 from 12.
Leave me alone. I am ill.
Yeah, go on. I'll say you managed to find a couple of brambles from the plants that were attacking you.
I will say that I'll make a makeshift torch kind of looking thing.
Yeah,
and so with my magical tinkering, I will create a 5-foot radius light on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it gives me some light.
Yep, that's fine.
It's not much, but, you know, better than being in the dark all the time, especially the people who actually can't see in the dark.
Mm.
I will move with you.
Do you not have a torch, Daphne?
But ain't this fun?
It is very nice.
Shiny Casper.
Right, I'm going to start revealing up the next area. Since you're all starting to move over that way.
We should keep an eye out for traps so we don't fall into mushrooms again.
So Mary is going to look for traps.
Right, just give me 2 seconds. Just busy doing up the map so you can actually see the next area. But it's an odd shape.
Why don't we have caves that are rectangular in shape? That'd be so much easier.
I know, it would be so much easier, wouldn't it? Great. Can you guys see that?
Yes.
Cool. So, you're checking for traps, was that,
yes.
Mary?
Rule.
Uh-huh.
Count as my favourite terrain. On a mountain, not on a mountain.
I would say it was on a mountain.
I mean, that's fair enough.
So roll me investigation.
Fifteen.
As far as you can see, there are no traps there. You continue on through the caves with your little torch kind of lighting the way for those who can't see. The fungus starts to thin out as you progress through the cavern, although there are some small patches still further present in. Strewn across the floor, there seem to be the body of many a dead bat. At the far end of the cavern, you can see a spear propped up against a wall with a pitted blade and a set of stairs leading down to the east.
There's a lot of bats kind of on the floor here. That doesn't scream good, guys.
Can I have a look at them and see if I can see what's killed them?
That does not scream anything. They are dead.
Ages, it's just more of a metaphor kind of thing.
Can everyone, first off, make me a perception check?
All right.
Oh, natural one.
Ah, natural 16. 20 again. Wow, I like this new dice.
That's wrong. He has other numbers, but he will never do it on himself.
I rolled a 9 plus the 2 equals an 11.
I got 19.
22. And what was yours? What was yours, Daphne?
16.
I've got 18.
Casper?
Sorry, not 19.
10. Okay, everyone notices that the bats look to have been drained of blood, and as you, except for Mary, this is, and you look,
everyone except for the one who is investigating.
And as you look around, you look up, and the ceiling looks to be covered in a black carpet of there, and you occasionally see the red eye or movement of bats up there. And I need everyone to make a stealth check as well.
Oh, God.
I am good at stealth. No, I'm not.
My stealth is plus 3.
My stealth is plus...
I rolled an 8.
It's surprising for you to be plus 3. Mine's plus 3, too.
I'm blundering through in my effort to get away from Aegis, I rolled an 8.
I scored a 12.
I rolled a 9.
14. Okay.
I rolled a 15. That gives me plus 3. It's 18.
Okay. As you kind of stumble through the cavern, trying not to disturb anything, Mork and Aegis, was it? And I think, who else got below 10?
I got over 10.
Over 10.
12 is more than 10.
Sorry, can you run through those scores again?
I got 11.
Can you run through those scores again, please?
12.
12.
9.
9, yeah. Daphne?
8.
18.
Oh, 18.
Yeah.
Casper?
Oh, what was that, what I rolled for my stealth?
Yes.
14.
Artorias?
Jeff?
8.
8.
And Aegis.
12 again, still.
Right, okay. You see a little bit of stirring with the bats upon the ceiling, but they don't seem to have be paying that much attention to you.
Guys, we really need to sort you out. This is getting really bad. You really need to stop being afraid of Aegis.
You think I would if I could?
I'm sure it'll be fine.
It will take some time to adjust.
Maybe adjust faster, especially in a space like this.
Daphne, we can stay away from him if he goes ahead.
Is this a passageway up here, Robin?
Yes, it is. And you've got a area, you can see a kind of cliff that drops down 10 foot to the north as well.
Okay. I'm going to stay away from cliffs for a bit.
Is that a set of stairs going down or up?
Stairs going down.
Let's go over there.
Can I check for traps? I don't trust this spear.
Okay. Make an investigation check. As far as you can see, the spear does not seem to be trapped.
Okay, I step out. Okay, I'm not... No.
So, where are you going?
I'm just looking at the spear up close and just like, I wonder why they left this lying around.
Yes, please, thank you. I was going to ask if you could do that.
What was it you put your... it was a bit of bramble you put your light on, Daphne, right?
Yeah.
Can you make it an even longer light if you use this spear?
I don't know if it makes any difference, though.
Okay.
You get a longer pointy object.
I can have a weapon. I'll grab the spear.
I'm guessing you're pointing the way.
Daphne will poke the spear.
Mm-hmm.
And will proceed to slowly pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And fully take it off the ground.
Yep. Nothing happens.
And I claim the spear.
Okay. Mork will just randomly pick up one of the bats and put it on its head.
I can't believe this. The server has been interrupted.
Oh, same.
Same.
Oh, 20. Well, can carry on, though.
Hopefully.
I'm going to start walking down these stairs. I'm
going to attempt to add the spear into my inventory. Okay. My question is, what type it is, though, so...
So, at the base of the... Yeah, it'll be on your equipment bit on Roll20. Not Roll20, D&D Beyond, rather. So, Gaspar, you head downstairs. At the base of these steeply descending stairs, a curtain hangs across a passage. It is made from hundreds of badly cured heavy leather strips of various local animals, each about the width of a human hand. These strips look as if they've been attached to the ceiling and dragged down onto the floor. The curtain extends from wall to wall, and it looks to be several layers thick with no gaps. You cannot see through it at all.
Can I hear anything through it?
Make a perception check.
Boobly boo. I doubt it with a 10.
Nothing that you can hear.
Are people following me, or are people still hanging about?
I'm following you carefully.
Yeah, I'm following.
I will be at the top of the stairs. I am not quiet.
The spear's mine, if I could cook it.
Very heavy curtain here.
Toss a coin to your kobold.
Oh, I'll accept shiny, yes. Casper turns and stares at you.
Get me coin.
As Daphne goes down the stairs, Aegis pulls a candle out from his pack and just lights it so that he has a light as well.
Yeah. Fine. So, are you advancing through the curtain?
Yes, but Mary's going to get her bow out.
Okay.
I guess I'll carefully try move it aside slowly. So Aegis said something about being quiet, so like, okay. I am good at being quiet.
So who's going first?
Casper will, if no one else interjects.
I will follow behind.
Okay. Casper, can I get you to make a dexterity saving throw, please?
Aha! I am very dexterous.
Nice. Yeah, no, you managed to pass through the curtain absolutely fine.
I will go next.
Dexterity saving throw, please.
I shall. Let's see,
where is my... You have found the meat locker.
Oh, shit. 15 plus 3, 18.
Yeah, you're absolutely fine.
As I approach it, can I go, Daphne? Casper, can you hear me?
Yeah, we're all good.
Yeah.
Can I hear them?
Yeah.
What's on the other side?
So I'll explain that. As you pass through the curtain, the smell of blood assaults your nose. Ugh. The floor is covered with dry puddles of it. Floor-to-ceiling columns are spaced across the chamber. A chain hangs across them like a washing line. Animal carcasses hang from hooks across the chains, and you can see the gutted-skinned bodies of antelope, deer, goats, what would be big cats, and even a few small bears. Some of this meat seems to have been here for a long time, if that was any reliable indication.
run butcher room!
Okay.
Is there any ways out of this room other than the one we came in by?
Not that you can see.
Daphne feels a bit nauseous, so she like rushes back out again.
Dexterity saving throw, please.
Oh, 6 plus 3, 9.
Right. Hang on. I need a dice here.
Oh, no.
Makes sense, because she's not paying attention. She's, like, really not liking the smell and running out.
That is 4 points of poison damage, and your maximum hit points is reduced by 5 until you've finished a long rest.
Oh, God, okay. How do I do that? So, 4 points of poison damage.
Yeah.
And my max...
is reduced by 5.
So that would be 21 currently. I'm just going to put my head because I can't fix it.
You see that there's... Daphne, as you brush through, you notice that there's little metal barbs attached to the curtains. And they lined with poison.
Guys!
They are protecting the meat locker.
For Casper to get back, can I use Mage Hand?
My spear.
I still think there might be something in here other than meat.
Okay, make an investigation check, Casper, if you're sticking around.
I will stubbornly try, even though I'm
not... Daphne's going to, let everybody know, if you're going to go over the curtain, don't go over the curtain, there's some barbs and there's poison.
Then we can see it from here.
And I was going to say, you can see scratches upon Daphne's arm.
No luck, just a 9.
There's lots of meat.
Mm. Okay. I was wondering if there was one of those secret passageway things.
If Casper's coming back, Daphne is going to attempt to use her spear to move the curtains away so Casper doesn't get...
I was going to say, between you and doing that and Mary using her mage hand, Casper, you can pass through the curtain absolutely fine.
Okay, I wasn't sure if these were arrow shapes on these, but I've already done an investigation check, so I can't really do anything else, I don't think.
Those arrow shapes on what now?
What are these pillars?
They're just pillars, yeah.
Those are the meat.
Yeah.
That's where the leg is in the meat.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I return.
Okay.
Seeing and hearing Daphne's reaction to the meat, Aegis at the top of the stairs just says, "Accessing recipes, vegan/vegetarian.
It's not that. It's that sometimes when it comes to bad meat that's been there for ages, it can smell really bad.
This will ensure that you do not have that experience for a few days.
And I was going to say, Casper and Daphne, since you're coming back in the room, can you make stealth checks, please?
Oh, fair enough.
Daphne, make yours at disadvantage. Because you've come in in a bit of a fluster.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 5 plus 3. That's an 8.
I'm going to get the sheet up.
I got an 8.
Okay.
8 buddies!
Yay!
I was going to say, you hear a bit more of a chittering coming from the bats, but it settles down again after a little while. After a few seconds.
Great. These bats?
The ones in the ceiling.
Bats. They're all alive.
Oh, for a moment I thought the bat that Morkwood on his head was going to start cheering.
No, that one's definitely dead.
which is very, very morbid.
I mean, aren't a lot of clothes made out of dead animals?
I mean,
there tends to be more processing involved.
Yes.
We shall allow Arturius to explore this passageway first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also going to be right back.
Okay. I'm going to read a little bit further forward.
But can I go over with Arturius and start looking for the traps?
Yep. Make an investigation check. Actually, make this perception.
Actually, Aegis is just going to stand over here.
Can I do perception as well?
Yeah, you can. Yes.
That's a 14.
So you start advancing out of the cavern surrounded with the bats on the floor and all the bats, and you notice just around here, the floor looks slightly off.
All the way across, or just like a single part of the floor?
That single part of the floor, yeah.
Or you carefully edge around it as I...
Yeah, that's fine.
Does it look like the old Hanna-Barbera cartoons where one bit of it is very different to the others where it will move because they've animated it on a cell?
Yes, it looks similar to that, but it's a bit more subtle.
Can I point it out to people as well?
Thank you.
Absolutely fine.
Otherwise, I'd be like, "What you doing, Aegis? It's another patron prank."
I think where is Daphne? Daphne's all the way back in the fungus field.
No, Mary's back in the fungus.
Mary's all the way back in the fungus field. Sorry, Mary's all the way back.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I'll do that in a second, Sarah. Give me just a couple of seconds to start revealing this out. Sorry, I thought you'd come with them.
Mok, don't spit dip on that bit of the floor.
Hmm.
Sorry, these are just weird shaped rooms.
They've returned.
Okay. Right, so I'm gonna and you're in the fungus field, are you, Mary? Right. So I'm gonna move you up there. So, ahead of you, you can see 8 kobolds and 1 winged kobold. They look to be in the upper part of this chamber, and there is a sharp 10-foot drop leading to the lower part of this cavern, and wooden stairs descending down the eastern side of the ledge. At the bottom of the steps, a large 10-foot-high cage door resides, and a rack along the southern wall looks like it holds long poles, lassos, leashes, collars, mock weapons made from wood, and hand-stitched human-sized dummies made from sailcloth and stuffed with straw. The dummies look to all have very stupid expressions on their faces. The lower area of this room is dark and hard to see into. The kobolds do not seem to have noticed you just yet.
What are they actually doing? Are they...
They look like they're tending to the equipment here.
Oh, it's worked before. It should work again.
Just to let you know, Robin, you've bought a number 7 from the GM layer as well.
Thank you.
That's always the truth, yeah.
Sorry, I'll get rid of that. But yes, thank you. Gone.
I'm going to go like full cultist mode, step forward and say to the nearest person, what is going on here?
Just make me a plain deception check initially.
Deception?
Yeah, deception.
This can only go well. My dice might be really good tonight. This can only go well. 20! Natural 20 for 24. Whoa. I'm glad that went. I'm glad that I saw that. Yeah.
This has gone poorly.
You're new here. We're just tending to the drakes down in the pit.
Haven't you heard there are intruders in the cave?
Yeah, we had heard something about that. We don't recognize you.
And it's like bit under my breath. Dragon, what is it? Dragon dog? Filthy dragon dogs.
We don't take kindly to that. And we see one of them starting to get their dagger kind of ready. And the others are starting to look at that one. That's obviously the leader out of this little group.
Which one's the leader?
The one that you're talking to right now.
Oh, that's convenient.
Starts drawing crossbow from the distance.
Got a bow ready to go.
Okay.
So, obviously this isn't really going anywhere.
Yeah.
Cool, that's fine.
Since you discovered that, I'm just going to pull this. Not the bat. Come on, why are you working? Sorry. Ignore me. I'm just... I'm going to put that on a different layer, sorry. Just bear with me. Since you discovered that. At this, the kobolds are going to turn around and... Well, I need everyone to roll initiative.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
I rolled a 19.
19, hang on.
Where's my dice? Oh, diciness.
I rolled another 20 for initiative.
Yay. Oh, boy. Daphne. I rolled an 8. Well, 8 altogether.
7.
8. Where's Mary vanished off? 7. Casper?
16.
Aegis?
I got 19.
Very nice. Who's quicker between you and Mork?
Mork, what's your dexterity score?
Dexterity is 17 plus 3.
It's Mork.
17.
Yep. Mork. Okay. I'll just make that 19.1. Then we'll organise that. Right. So, first off is the... winged kobold who's going to fly out into the pit. Then... you just work this out. Da 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 da.
Okay.
Right, Arturius, you are up next.
Okay, one moment. Well, I am going to. Is this a book spell? I think this is a. Hold on, I'll just tab spells. I know what I want to do. I just want to get the thing right for it. Okay, so this is going to be from my book.
Yeah,
this is a book spell. This is Sapping Sting. Can the kobold in front of me please make a Constitution saving throw?
Yeah. I've just remembered something I need to pull out as well. Constitution was that?
Constitution save. Yeah, please.
That's a natural 20 for 19.
Never mind.
And don't you need to make a wisdom save on that?
We said per short rest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we did, didn't we? Yes. That's fine. We'll deal with that in a minute. Is there anything else from Arturius?
No, because that was my main action. And I'm going to try and move back, actually. So I'm going to try and move back. I know that's going to probably be an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, come on then. Shield of Faith is gone, so it's, yeah.
That's a 16 to hit.
Does hit.
One thing I haven't done, I've not organised my dice. That is 3 points of piercing damage.
Ow, ow, ow.
If there's nothing else from Arturius.
No, that's it, I think.
Mork, you are up.
Okay, how close can I get?
What's your movement? Each of those squares is 5 foot.
Can I get right up to either of these guys right here? I am a bat. Meow, 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 meow.
I don't think they make that kind of noise.
That's a cat.
I'll hit this one with my great axe.
Mm-hmm.
And I roll I rolled a one. Never mind.
Fumble table, roll me another d20, please.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Okay, and I accidentally hit another dice. Three.
Three, you are okay.
Everything is
awesome.
Everything is good when you work as a team.
What's that?
When you're living on a dream.
Is there anything else from Mork?
I think I might take a step back.
Did you rage?
You haven't raged. How many rages do you have left, by the way?
What's the list on? I have three.
Have you been ticking them off as you've raged?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems a lot of rages for... Sorry, I'm just kind of thinking.
No, wait, I think I'm down to two, so... No, one. Why am I misreading?
That's okay, so if you tick that one off, that'll be your last rage.
Yeah, until the long rest.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to check, that was all.
Okay.
Okay, that's movement, attack, rage. Aegis
levels his crossbow, aims at this... Sorry, not on the... This kobold, and then asks for it to make me a dexterity saving throw, please.
Yes.
From us, so you have to ask it to make your day.
Go ahead. Make my day. Sacred Flame. That is 4 points of damage.
As you hit it with the Sacred Flame, it gives out a massive scream, but it's still standing. But you see, like, all the scales, like, sizzling, and some of them are burnt off. Is there anything else from Aegis?
Aegis is just going to take a couple of steps forward. He's not going to go, like, he's not going to get fully up in there, but he's going to just be prepared to get in should the group need healing.
Yeah. Okay. Casper?
Okay, can I move over here, just next to that kobold?
Yes, you could.
All right, I'm going to move over here. Behold the marvelous gift of Kalenka the Crystalline! I'm going to use my breath weapon 30 feet.
Nice.
30 foot line.
So that's what? Three. No, hang on.
It's a. Unfortunately, it's a dex save, but yeah, I like
how
it.
How many are you hitting is what I'm asking.
I think it's three.
30 foot.
Yeah.
Let me just measure this out. From you. Yeah, that's fine. Well, each of those squares is 5 foot. I've not done this quite a scale on the thing, so. Yeah, you're right anyway. Doesn't matter.
Yay.
So, three dex saves.
Yeah.
Let me start block one. So that's a 18. A 4.
Aha.
And a 16.
Okay. All right. So, like, is like two of those take half damage.
Okay.
And I get to roll two of my martial arts dice.
Ooh, very nice.
Wait, is that still a d4?
Yes, I think it will be at the minute.
Okay, baby d4s. Okay. So the one that rolled low gets 5, and I forget which way the rounding goes.
Down.
Okay, so 2. For the
which
other
one
group.
Gets what? Sorry.
Whichever rolled low
the
is
the one that failed.
Yeah.
The one that failed takes 5 cold damage.
Okay. So you actually kill all three of them. They just kind of crystallize. I'm going to move them out of the way, just for my own convenience. Is there anything else from Casper?
Let's just check my movement. I think I'll just move up here. Because, like, I don't think I have enough movement to flank this with Mork, and I think I'll immediately get flanked if I try to do so.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just working out. Yeah, okay. So, which one are you? Sorry, I'm just trying to work something out. Right, yeah. Okay, that's fine. So, this kobold... I've lost me thing. Here... is going to... grab something off a shelf. And he's going to go 5, 10, 15. Take an opportunity attack from both Casper and Mork.
Yaha!
Intriguing.
You did say there were drakes down the pit.
Let's see if he can make use of that, I guess.
I'm guessing an 11 doesn't hit.
No, an 11 does not hit. Mork, are you wanting to take an opportunity attack?
Sure.
So, roll just in a normal attack roll.
Okay. Oh, thank God, it's a 19.
Nice.
You managed to hit it.
Roll high, buddy.
Yeah.
Damage.
15.
Woo. 15 points of damage.
The great axe, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I narrate this bit?
Yeah, go for it.
Mork just walks up, goes, I'm a bat. Hoot, hoot. And just beats the kobold over the head with it, with his guitar axe fork hybrid.
Yeah.
From a distance. That is an owl.
Yep.
Yeah, and you see that kobold stumble down the stairs and drop something just by the entrance to the gate. Which one's that? That's there. That one is going to fling a stone at Casper.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, it's just going to fling a stone at Casper for now.
Nah.
Hmm?
Just sticking my tongue out.
That is a 21 to hit.
Okay.
What's going on here? Why have you done that? Go away. I don't know what's happened there. Sorry, something just random came up on my computer. I obviously knocked something. For 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ooh.
And you know what? He's going to run over to here. And these ones are going to just wait you out. Daphne.
Yes. Okay. She's going to have a go all right around. So 5, 10, 15, 20... If I, I don't think I've done. I don't think I've done Archimedes wrong. I'll do that afterwards.
I think he works on your initiative, to be honest.
Does I'll leave him where he is with Aegis. Let's see. I think I'm right in a good. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to get my crossbow out. And then... didn't hit. I've rolled a 2 plus 5. It does not
matter. No, that goes wide and like shatters into the wall.
Yeah. Is it still dark?
Yes.
Right, yeah.
But you've got your little torch. Stick.
Really, the lady stick. Yeah, so I can't do much about this at the moment, so I will stand my ground.
Okay. Mary?
Mary is going to move so she can see those kobolds at the back.
She can see all of them.
That is okay. She, as a bonus action, is going to cast Hunter's Mark.
Yeah.
And then she is going to fire at the front one.
Okay.
So 2 seconds, I'm going to do one there. That's a 14.
14, I believe, will hit. Yep.
So that is 1d8. 5 plus 2 is 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then as my arrow goes flying, you notice a load of the birds go as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they... So I get 3 points from that, but then I also get the birds do 3 points of damage as well. So 3 points of piercing damage.
How do you want to kill this thing?
Sorry, no.
How do you want to kill this thing?
The edges.
Death. Yeah.
And they fly back
to-
yeah, okay.
The birds.
The birds basically rip all the flesh off this kobold.
Oh, wow.
And then kind of fly back to you covered in blood.
Guys.
Aggressive Snow White much.
Sorry?
Aggressive Snow White.
It's that bit from Shrek, isn't it?
Yes, it is a bit.
Find a picture of that. Oh, that's because it's not Shrek, it's Snow White. That's why I couldn't find a picture.
Yeah, so... yeah, so I'm just going to keep this going. Yeah, so this winged kobold here is going to fly down here, and he's going to pick up the key, and he's going to unlock that gate and shout something in Draconic as he flies back up.
What's he shouting? What do I hear?
He is shouting, "Drakes, get them!" And he kicks the door open as he flies back up into the air.
No.
Oh no.
Well, we can see where they're coming from. They can't surprise us.
Get prepared, guys.
Yep, Arturius.
This guy, I can see him. Is he within range?
Which one?
The guy with the wingers.
Yes, he should be. I'm assuming. Well, depends what you're doing.
Well, 120 feet is the range in particular. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, you'll have that fine.
All right, he's going to get
Eldritch Blast. That Aegis is within 60 feet of you as well.
I'm going to move slightly out of the way then. There we go. I'm going to move to the outside. How far would I weigh out? When you say slightly within 60 feet or well within 60 feet?
Well within.
Oh, boy. Where's outside the 60 feet?
I'm just trying to
another
work that
10
out.
Feet away.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Another 10 feet that way, other side of Daphne. There we go. That good?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, still line of sight on that guy?
Yep, absolutely fine.
I'm gonna use liberal application of Eldritch Blast to his face.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
16 to hit.
That will hit.
Nice.
How do you want to kill him?
Basically, I'm just going to, Eldritch Blast to his face, through his face, and out the back.
Very nice.
That's force damage, if it matters.
Not really. I'm going to say slams into the wall. Is there anything else?
That's about it, I think. I don't think I've got any bonuses with this.
Yeah. Mork. You're on deck.
How close can I get to the Kobold right lair?
Where, sorry?
You'd
get to here.
Okay. Can I... Wait, do I have a ranged attack? I have...
You've got javelin.
I'll throw my javelin at this kobold.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
I'm a bat. Moth noises.
Do you literally yell?
The moth don't even make noises, Mark.
Yes, Mark literally yells moth noises.
Those are a moth.
I rolled 17.
Yeah, that will hit. Roll for damage.
The moth noises seem to be working.
Are you sure?
I rolled an 8.
8? That is enough to kill it.
Excellent.
So I'm going to say the javelin kind of just pierces it directly through its body. Aegis?
Okay, change of plans. Aegis approaches... Oh, I'm still on the bloody ruler checking things. Aegis approaches the entrance to the room, but announces to the room in general, "You should be afraid, for he is the terror that flaps in the night. He is the Batman."
Oh, dear.
And from,
oh, dear.
From the door to the cave, Aegis is going to cast Bless on Mork, Casper, and Arturius.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
What is this Batman thing? Sounds hideous.
It is more of a symbol than a person.
I thought you were gonna say this sort of like that. I am the tricksy roller skater at the bottom of the stairs of villainy.
I am the I am Darkwing Duck.
Now, friends,
oh, that's an old one.
Let us get dangerous.
Yeah.
If there's nothing else from Aegis, we'll move on.
Yeah, that's everything.
Oh. Okay, anytime you make an attack or a save. Okay, well, I was planning to get my short bow and attack the next kobold, because I'm like, yeah. I have decided that was the one that threw a stone at me.
Yeah.
And that's just rude.
So rude! Okay. 19 to hit.
Little hit, yes.
Alright, and so like, and that's 10 piercing damage.
Yeah, that goes straight through his head.
Yeah.
Okay, is that all from Casper?
I kind of give my stales a bit of polish, just like, no one throws stones at me. And gets away with it.
Okay. I'm just trying to work something out. Don't worry. Sorry, I'm just trying to work something out. Yeah, just bear with me a second. Just bear with me.
I'll just start dice training and turn all these dice to face their highest number up.
I have already done that.
Well, I don't usually do that.
I do not usually use dice.
Okay. So, it is at this point another kobold runs out here.
Hello, Meryl.
I do not believe that kobold is called Meryl.
Yes, it doesn't start with a K. Wow.
Carol.
Yep, so another one's ran out there. then this one is going to fire a he's going to do a sling through at Mork for a 17 to hit.
Yes.
For 4 points of damage. Half because you're aging, so 2 points of damage.
Okay. Ouch. I am a bat. Moo.
That is a cow.
And it is at this point.
This is kind of like Aegis was raised by a library and Mork was raised by one children's animal book.
A badly written children's animal sounds book.
Well, it got out of order.
And it didn't include bat.
Which
I just choose to think it's like one of those books with like where you mix things up. It only had bat, but all of the animal sounds were still in it.
I thought something you get one from Wish. Oh God, Mel, are you okay? She almost said
Daphne.
Okay. Let's see. What can I do? There's stuff happening. Okay. So the closest I can see is these drakes on top of the. Oh God.
Oh no. Never mind. Know.
I see one being near.
Yeah, it dashed. So that's as far as it can get.
Okay, so this guy is going to have a bit of a smack in the ass with a crossbow.
Yeah.
Roll high this time. Never mind, I got the same two.
Oh, dear. No, your crossbow bolt basically just bounces off its scales.
I've got nothing bonus.
The power of the glam!
Mary, unless there's anything else from Daphne.
Nope, nothing bonus action-y, I'm afraid.
Mary is going to move her hunter's mark onto the drake that is on Daphne.
On Casper, you
on
mean?
On Casper, sorry. Makes more sense. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move back a few steps as well, so I'm just behind, next to Aegis.
Mm-hmm. So about here?
Yeah. And I'm going to fire at it with my crossbow.
Tell you what, I'm
going
to move you down one just.
Is there meant to be a black hole there?
Yes, that's the bit of weird floor you found.
Oh,
that's the trap.
Yeah!
It's a trap.
It's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap. It's
Realize
17 will hit.
Yeah, so that is 8, 10, 15, 19, with my birds go flying off and they're sort of like all around its head and getting out its eyes and stuff like that.
19 was that. I mean, Numlock's gone off. This thing roars as it's getting swarmed by the birds. And you can see that attack's done a reasonable amount of damage to it.
Leave Casper.
Is there anything else? You've done everything, haven't you?
Meryl.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry if you heard me out, guys.
I didn't, actually. Arturius, you are up. Mork, you are coming up next.
All right. How far away? I still need to be away from him.
Yeah, that's fine.
I still need to be a bit further away. Far to the other side of Mork. And, decisions. I'm just going to try and take out this kobold up here, actually, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Be another Eldritch Blast, I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
To the face. That is a 22...
22 for this one, was it?
This one, right? This one on the left here.
Yeah, that's fine. 22 will hit, yes.
Yep. 12 force damage.
Yeah.
No. This goes wee flying across the room.
Yeah, that is everything.
Yep, that's me done.
I was going to say, just for convenience, I'm going to reveal a bit more of the map. Just because of where Mork's standing.
There's going to be more, isn't there?
Of course!
Hello, Meryl again.
And I'm going to move. I'm going to have to be careful with this, because there is stuff I don't want you to see yet.
Now, put your butt away from the mic, please. Thank you.
Anyway, Mork, you are up currently.
Okay. That's a lot of kobolds. Yes. If I were to successfully defeat this kobold right here.
Oh, wow.
At the front, will that knock everyone on the stairs over?
Let's roll for an attack and just see what you get.
Okay.
You get to add a d4 to your attack.
Oh, I haven't been doing that.
I rolled a 2.
This kobold just nimbly jumped out your way.
I am a bat. Bark, bark.
That is a dog.
Aegis.
Aegis looks at the drake attacking Casper, or about to attack Casper, sizes things up, aims his crossbow, and fires a regular crossbow bolt. That is a 12 to hit, so probably no.
Yeah, no, it bounces off.
Oh dear.
Anything else?
No, he's just going to stay here.
Okay. Casper, is actually you now. You there?
You appear to be muted.
Yeah.
Sorry, 17.
17 to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll hit.
So that's 9 damage.
9 damage. Yeah, you stuck this one right in the face with your,
my dragon tooth.
Your dragon tooth.
If it's still going, I will kick it.
Yeah, it's still going. Roll another attack.
Okay. Beach dry will be is the bless. Bless is what is doing work. Oh my.
Oh.
23.
23 will definitely hit.
That's another 9 damage.
Yeah. It's still standing. It's looking quite injured now. There's like lots of blood dripping from its nose as you've just clonked it one.
It's giving it a bloody nose.
Just gonna say this next turn, the kobolds, I'm gonna do acrobatics checks for them.
While kobold acrobatics checks are being rolled, Tenny has redeemed a stretch.
Stretch, y'all.
You can see me, but I am stretching.
Yeah. He's fine. These kobolds all manage to weave their way past Mork, blocking the door.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
I know I'm moving them probably a bit further than I should, but it makes it easier.
Yeah, I'm out of breath weapon right now. Otherwise, I would have considered running over to try whoop them.
And I was going to say, the first one is going to attack you, Arturius, for a 22.
That'll hit, yes.
5 points of damage. Then the next one,
okay.
Advantage on that first one, is a 21.
Yes.
That's 3 points of damage.
Yeah.
I was going to say that'll be that one and that one. Then Mork's going to get three of them.
There's so much stuff on this turn order now.
For a 15 to hit, Mork?
Yes.
Actually, that's a 19, but never mind. So that's 5 points of damage divided by two, so that's two.
Okay.
That's another 18 to hit.
Okay.
Which is five, so another two damage to you.
Okay.
One is going to roll a 15 to hit. That was a hit as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For 5 points of damage, so that's 2 points of damage to you.
Okay.
And you two have dashed, I'm going to say. So that's all of them. Then we go on to this guy here, who's going to make two attacks at you, Casper.
Yeah.
His first attack is a dirty 20.
No, I do not have 20 AC.
For 9 points of damage with a bite attack.
Well, I should have used patient defense.
And then the second one is 13 to hit.
Nope.
It's out. Okie dokie. That is all that is going to do. Yeah. 20.
Casper is visibly panting and bloodied.
He's going to run over to you, Daphne, and make two attacks at you.
Oof.
For a 13.
Nope.
And a 14.
Nope. Oh.
So you manage to jump out of the way with its jaws and then the tail that kind of swings around afterwards. This one's going to dash. 30. Right. Daphne.
Yes. Okay.
It's your turn.
We're going to give... Oh, yeah, hang on, let me see. This could probably work. I really want to try Tasha's Caustic Brew. A stream of acid emanates from you in a line 30 feet long and 5 feet wide in the direction you choose. Each creature in the line must succeed on a dexterity saving throw. It will be covered in acid for the spell's duration until creature uses action to scrape or wash its acid off or another creature. A creature covered in acid takes two d4s acid damage at the start of each turn. So I'm going to give that a go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a line. The only line I could do and is because it's right in front of me, unless... The only line I could do is one in front of me.
You can move around to do it as well, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I can, because if I were to go here... Would that consider as a line?
Yeah.
That is a line.
Yeah, that is a line.
So I'll get to here. And then what do I do next? So basically, do I need to do a concentration? Yeah, I think you have to do a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, so I'm going to say you get... This guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy.
Okay.
So that's...
2d4 acid damage.
11 for the Drake.
Missed, and succeeds.
Sorry?
the save DC is 14, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'm just going to mark him as slimed.
I can acid
that one will be slimed as well.
Actual physical contact.
Yeah, so that one succeeds. And so does that one. The last two succeed. So how much damage is that?
That's a 2d4. 4 points of damage. Acid damage, to be exact.
Okay.
And I think it's like at the start of its turn, it takes another acid damage, but...
Yeah.
Until during that time, they can try and strength or wash off...
That's
on
fine.
Itself, of itself, or another creature.
Yeah, cool. Is there anything else from you, Daphne?
No, but I'm happy to know that I can do a little bit more there.
Mary.
Mary's going to line up for the same shot against the same drake again.
Is that the one to the north of Casper?
Is that the one that came out first?
Yes.
But she's also going to shout out, guys, there's a lot of people here. I don't know I don't know whether we should go.
We probably should have rested.
Yeah. And that is a 22.
That will hit.
So that is 9, 13, 14.
Okay. This thing's looking really rough, and it's getting really angry at its birds attacking it.
Yeah, they're still sort of like going all around it now.
Yeah. Anything else? Okay. Yeah, these guys are gonna start flying in. 20, 30. You're gonna dash out to here, and you'll dash there. And these two, three are still incoming. Right. And that's all there goes.
Good luck, Arturis.
Arturis, you're next.
Okay, oh boy. This is where I only have one attack per turn. This is downside of the Warlock. They don't get much in the way of crowd control.
We should run. And leave Arturis behind.
This is fine.
Everything is fine.
I'm leaving Arturis behind.
I'm gonna Eldritch Blast the winged guy in the face.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna say he's up a height, but because you've got two kobolds on you, disadvantage.
And I've just dropped my d20. Where did that go? I have another d20. Ah, there it is. Disadvantage, you say?
Disadvantage, because you've got two kobolds on you.
Cool. 15.
15 will still hit, I believe. Yes.
5 force damage this time.
Yep. You clip its wing. And
it comes crashing to the floor.
It doesn't, though.
Oh.
Anything else?
I should back away, really, shouldn't I? But I don't know if that's going to be helpful. Yeah, I'm going to have to back away.
Okay.
Hit me.
Hit me
with the opportunity attacks.
Yeah, that's two of them, and they'll be at pack tactics as well.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, no.
Well, one was a natural one, and then the advantage gave it a natural 20.
Oh, okay.
Oh no.
So, that thankfully is a 1 on the dice, so that's 2 plus 2, so 4 points of damage.
3, 4. This is not looking good. Still, yeah, thank you, yep.
The other one is a 21 to hit.
Yes.
And that is 5 points of damage.
3, 4, 5. Well, he's still standing. There's a bit more red stuff inside him than there is outside of him than there is inside of him, but he's still standing.
Yeah. Mork.
I'll attack the one that Artorias attacked.
Yeah. It is currently up in the air.
Can I jump?
Yes, I would say it's 15 foot up, though.
How high can an orc jump?
It's up to your strength modifier, I think, so...
Strength is 16 plus 3.
That would be 3 foot you could jump.
Could I hit Mikla?
No, it's still a bit...
I'll take the one to my left, then.
Okay.
I rolled a 10. Hello?
Hello? That was 10 with the modifier, was it?
Yeah.
No, that misses. It just nimbly dodges to the one side.
I am a bat. Whale song.
No. Those are whales.
Unless there's anything else from Mork, we're up to Aegis.
Aegis is going to step to here and think that he can't do a lot to the drakes right now, but maybe the kobolds. And can this kobold make me a dexterity saving throw?
Yep. That is a dirty 20.
Never mind. Maybe consider retreating.
Casper.
I think I'll just start by just trying to finish off this one drake. Jeez.
Okay.
Add a d4 to your attacks.
Yeah, it's okay. I've literally put this d4 inside my dice tray to make it hard for me to forget. That's a 17.
That will hit.
For 8 damage.
How do you want to kill it?
Not really kick it so it's all the way down the stairs.
All the way back down the stairs.
Okay, well, it was... I don't know the plan now. I guess I'll just kick this drake here. I don't know what I'm doing. Unless someone tells me to do something else.
Go for it.
Oh, naughty die. That's another 17.
That will hit.
This time, 7 damage.
7 damage. Okay.
So I will.
It just looks a bit shocked that you've just clonked it in the face.
I'm just gonna start move around here and just like look at Aegis for some like guidance.
Now we're on to the kobold's turns. So this kobold. You know what? Sensing blood, it's going to run up to here.
Hey!
And it's going to attack Artorias.
Of course it is.
For a 10.
10?
Yeah, so
no.
I think. This kobold is also going to run up here.
Yeah.
And this one does get the pack of tactics.
No!
For a 18?
Yes.
5 points of damage.
And he's down.
Oh dear.
I'm trying to get the feeling this is when we're supposed to lose.
How are we going to get those two out of there?
Thank you, Sarah. This kobold is going to attack Mork. For an 11, which I believe will miss.
Yeah.
Then this one gets its acid damage. Tanny?
You're muted, Tanny.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Because I was doing a lot of coughing, that's why. And I forgot to unmute myself. Let's re-roll because I didn't. 3, so 4 points of damage again.
Yeah, this one just disintegrates into sludge.
Do both of them, or because
it's on star their turn, so when it gets to that one's turn, it'll. This one is going to go after Mork as well. For a 15.
Damn it.
Yep. So that's 2 points of damage to you, that, and that is halved.
Okay.
This one is going to run down to Daphne.
Oh boy, okay.
And because it's got... that was a 23 to hit.
Oh yeah, that hits.
For 6 points of damage.
Just 6 points of damage, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
All
right. Do you know what? This one's going to run down and take an opportunity to attack off you, Mork.
Okay.
So make an attack roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Add a d4.
I rolled a 10.
Plus you. 4, so that's 14, so yes, you will attack it.
Okay.
Roll for damage.
9.
Dead.
Yay!
I am a bat. Moose call!
When will you run out of animals?
I don't know.
That's there are a lot of animals.
Yes, but how many does Mork know?
Can I get the acid damage, please?
Yep. 2, 4, so that is 6 points of acid damage.
Yep, cool.
My head is
agitated at this acid damage. Does not like it. It's going to stay where it is, though, and get its multi-attack, so that's a... it's going to bite at you first for a 23.
Yep.
And that is 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Its bite. And yep. Then that's a 15 to hit as well, with its tail.
Oh, just hits.
For... 5 points of damage.
Oh no. I'm not looking real good, guys.
This next Drake is going to go after you, Casper. It's not happy that you've just kicked it in the nose. So it's going to take a bite for 13.
No! Phew.
It's going to lash out with its tail for a dirty 20.
Okay.
Sorry, a natural 20, rather.
Oh, no, I'm dead.
That is... 11 points of bludgeoning damage with the tail.
Changes, Mary! After this is...
Oh, God, that was a good one. That was a good one, Studs.
We cannot pass the meaning of this message. Please repeat.
Casper is unable to respond to your message right now.
Oh, God, I really do hope this is when we're supposed to lose. Otherwise, I'll have to start creating Morkenstein.
I think you two need to come in and help.
Okay, I have a plan, because I am not looking great.
Oh, you need to make a constitution check as well for your magic.
I'm assuming I hit, constitution save. 13 plus 4.
That'll be fine, yeah.
So I'm actually going to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know, is it possible that I use hidden step and run away?
Yeah, that would work fine, I think.
And in the process of running away, because hidden step is a bonus action, is there a chance that I can grab Casper along the way?
Now, is hidden step actual, like, foot
it's
movement or
invisibility, I believe.
It's invisible. So I can turn invisible. It only lasts until I make the next turn, or I attack or make a damage roll or force someone to make a saving throw.
I will allow that, but the enemies will get attacks of opportunity, but they'll be at disadvantage.
Oh boy. Okay, so she immediately turns invisible.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then she's going to proceed to try and grab Casper as she runs.
Okay.
So would it be the Drake and the Kobold to attack me, or would it be the Drake?
The Drake and the Kobold.
Oh boy.
I'm not sure opportunity attacks work on creatures you can't see, but you're the GM.
I was going to say, because you're turning invisible right in front of them, so they're going to sense you're still about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Drake gets a 19, and that's at disadvantage.
Oh, you're fucking kidding me. It does hit.
And that's 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'm down. I had 1 hit point left.
Oh. And then the kobold gets just standard because it's disadvantage and you're invisible, and that's 8, so it misses.
Alright, so if I go put 7 in damage, I'm death safe.
Mary.
Really when important question about hidden step.
Yeah.
And this is a to the GM question.
Yeah.
Is Daphne still invisible despite being downed?
I would say it's... Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to say when she falls, she comes visible again.
Is it a concentration spell, or is it just...
It's a racial feature, I think.
It's a racial feature for Firbolg.
Yeah, okay. It's just until next turn, attack, damage, or save business.
Yeah. So I would say, like, since that she's got for the attack, it didn't work. The invisibility didn't work, but I'm taking it off as a spell that the slot came on. Because you have activated it.
I'm going to say that when you went unconscious, you lost whatever Firbolg called concentration is there, and you just fell.
If I was to go and do a cure wounds,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate it will only be on one person, but would I then lose my Hunter's Mark?
No, because that's concentration, and cure wounds isn't.
Right. Quick question. Is Daphne still here, or she's moved over here?
I would say she was still there, to be fair.
It would have been here when you moved out of their range that they hit
you'd be
you.
There. You'd be there.
All right. Got it. Oh, boy.
So I'm going to move up to Casper.
Uh-huh.
To cast cure wounds on them.
Yeah.
So that is 1d8.
Yeah.
So that is 6 points of healing.
Do you add your casting modifier?
I did.
Okay, so 6.
Yeah, so 6 in total. It's not very good. Would not roll well. Is that just a double check? That's right. Yeah, 1d8. And then I'm going to sort of say, Casper, on your next turn, you need to get out of here. You need to get out of here. I'm not sure you're going to have a chance.
What about Artorias and Mark?
I don't know, but I think we're going to have to go. I don't think we can beat them.
Is that everything from Mary? So Wing Kobold is going to fly over here. I'm assuming, nope, that's the wrong one. is going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And you know what? It's going to spock Aegis and dash over to here. This one's going to throw a rock down at you, Mork.
Ow.
That misses.
Oh.
This one...
It's
going to fly over to here and throw a rock at you, Merry. For a... 19.
That hits.
And that is 9 points of damage. This one's going to fly out up to here and go after you again, Mork.
Oh.
For a 17.
Oh, dear.
So that is 2 points of damage. That is the halved. That one. And that's the one I've just done.
It's going well.
One's going to fly out. Yeah, it's going to fly out to here, but that's all it's going to do. Arturius.
All right, here we go. 4.
Oof.
I thought it in my head, but didn't say it out loud. Don't roll one.
Well, at least it wasn't
well,
that.
You've said it now, haven't you?
Mork.
Question. Are you allowing the overrun optional rule?
What's that? I don't know it.
When a creature tries to move through a hostile creature's space, the mover can try to force its way through by overrunning the hostile creature. As an action or bonus action, the mover can make an athletics check contested by the hostile creature's athletics check. If the creature attempting has advantage if it is larger than the hostile creature, if the mover wins, it can move through the hostile creature's space once this turn.
I've kind of been doing that as an acrobatics or athletics check. If you're moving through hostile, I'll say allies move out the way.
Just thinking that it's like maybe that's a way that Mort can get out.
Mm.
What was all that?
Like, if you make an athletics check to and disengage to shove your way past kobolds and run.
Yes, that.
Have you taken your action yet, though?
No, he hasn't.
That's why no. I intercepted it quickly. Just like, what?
Okay.
He can just disengage anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Disengage, and now this way is clear.
Yeah.
Okay, so
all right,
do I
didn't see that.
Do I just run?
Yeah, I'll say you've disengaged, so you won't get attacked by opportunity.
I am a bat. Jellyfish noises.
No, I can't say
they
anything.
They don't even have mouths.
I just like the idea of Mork just like bounding over the top of those racks.
Yep. You can get down to there, Mork.
Oh, okay.
You're one step off.
Right there.
Okay. I'm going to take some opportunity attacks now. I'm going to move to here.
Okay, it's actually up in the air, so you wouldn't get one.
Yay! Nice. I'm going to move 1, 2, 3 more to get to here.
Yeah.
I am going to force a potion into the mouth of Daphne.
Thank you very much!
that's in my inventory, though. That is... 8 points of health.
Okay. Ah, it won't let me do the... Okay, 8.
And then for my last spell... Healing Word.
Oh, clutch.
Oh.
That is 8 points of healing to Arturius.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and back on his feet.
5, 10, 15, 20.
He is staying here because he can't get back out again.
There is one slight problem now.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah. Casper, you are conscious but on your back.
Okay, I spend half my movement to get up.
That's not a bad way to do prone, actually.
I tapped the token.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be killing this drake. Except it's going to immediately attack people, so I kind of want to try attack it anyway.
Up to you. You do you.
I don't know how to get this drake to leave alone people who've just gotten up. Okay. I assume Bless is still in effect.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I rolled... the hit roll was fine. It's 23 or something.
I will hit, yes.
But it's only like... Six damage.
Okay.
Sorry?
You stab it.
Yeah.
With your sword.
Yep. Just like, okay, Weeble, I'm gonna flurry.
Yeah, go for it.
Try get this thing down! Flurry one. Okay, 23.
23 will hit.
It's like 9 damage.
Nice.
One sparkling fist. Part 2 of flurry. Oof. Okay, what's the fumble table say?
Oh dear. Roll a
d20. 3.
3, you're fine.
Okay.
Is that everything from Casper?
There isn't really much else I can do other than stop stepping this way.
Yeah.
Not achieve what I wanted to.
This kobold is... Well, Artorius, you're kind of there.
I'm kind of there. I'm back.
For how long, though, is the question.
Problem is... And I just want to point this out in the spirit of fairness. I am prone, and you know what that means.
Yep.
Well, you're at advantage, and they would get pack tactics as well.
Yep, so they can choose their source of advantage.
Yep. So that is a 21.
Yep, that hits.
Oof. 6 points of piercing damage with the dagger?
Yep. Still alive.
And then it's the next kobold's goal right next to you.
Oh, boy.
That's another 21.
Funny enough, that hits.
That is another 6 points of damage.
And he's down again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Artorius died.
He's fucking dead.
Yeah, so... This one is going to run after you, Mork.
Okay.
That was a 9 plus 4, 13 to hit.
That's exactly my armor class.
That will hit. That is 2 points of damage. That is the halved.
Okay.
This one is going to run over here and attack Aegis for a 16.
Brings up his shield. That's a miss.
Right. This one's also going to attack you, Aegis, for a 23.
That one will hit.
That is 5 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
That's a load of dead ones. Oof. Right. Okay. This Drake is going to move down here and go for you, Mary. It's going to bite. That is a 15. And that's a D8 for 9 points of damage. Tail attack is a... It'll hit. Sorry. But that one is only 4 points of damage. This Drake is going to... Yeah, he's going to stay where he is, but he's going to make two attacks at you, Aegis.
Okay.
First one is a dirty 20 with a bite attack.
That'll hit.
For 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Second one is a 2 on the dice, so that'll miss.
That misses. That does miss.
Yeah. Daphne.
Okay.
You are up. Well, you're on your back.
Well, I'm going to use my half a movement and get up. I'm actually going to do cure wounds on me. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I ain't staying on 8 points of hit points here right now. 3 plus 4, I have 7 points of healing done.
Mm-hmm.
7. Yeah. And I think on... Do I have anything as a bonus action? I do not. Actually, healing word is also a bonus action.
It is.
The question is it possible I can do another bonus action for that?
So what, you've done your healing, you did cure wounds, didn't you?
Yeah, it wouldn't count.
You can only cast a spell and a cantrip, I think it is.
Yeah. That is true. Mm. Right, I'm just gonna keep my... I don't think that's it, really. I'm just gonna act there and look terrified.
Is that everything?
Yeah, I'm just going to stare at this guy menacingly.
Mary?
Mary's going
to run. Right.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Mary's going to disengage and run.
Okay.
So, my full movement into the bat cave, but trying still to be relatively quiet so not to provoke the bats.
Yeah.
Especially not the dead one on Mork's head.
Yeah, especially not that one.
Yeah. Are you using a dash as well?
Use my action.
Oh, yes, you did. No. Yes, that's right. This kobold is going to fly back in and it's going to drop a rock on Daphne.
Oh. Really? Really? So,
My 2020 hindsight is.
That is a. That's a 24 to hit.
It does hit.
For 8 points of damage, bludgeoning damage as it drops a rock on you.
Jeez, okay. That's a heavy rock.
Rude.
But it's going to fly down onto the ground because it is out of rocks now. This one is going to fly down here and it's going to drop a rock on Mork. That'll miss.
Excellent.
Oh god, now it's close.
This one, it's just going to fly down and pick up some rocks. This one is going to that's as far as it can get. This one's just going to fly over to here. And that one's just going to stay where it is. Artorias, I think you're a death save again, aren't you? You're muted, Jeff.
Jeff, 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 Jeff.
John, you know what you said the last turn?
You did it, didn't you?
I did it, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Is he fucking dead?
Well, no, because but... his death save's reset.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did he? What did he do? Did
he rolled a one.
He rolled a one.
That's two failed save. Death saves.
Oof.
John, just don't even think it.
I wasn't thinking it that time.
You said it. You did it before, though.
Yeah, he's just sent the picture. Yeah.
I think I have that die.
That's the Call of Cthulhu 40th anniversary die.
Oh, okay, aww. I do not. It just Mork. Looks like the sparkly black die I have.
It is a really nice looking die set, though.
Mork, you are next to two kobolds that are both on the ground.
Okay. Well, we're pretty much all fighting at this point, so... I'll attack the one in front of me.
Yeah.
And I have rolled a 19.
That will hit. Which one are you attacking, sorry?
The one in front of me. Not this the... Yes.
Okay.
And I have rolled a 12.
Yeah, that one goes down.
I am a bat. Nay!
That's a horse!
That is a horse.
Is there anything else from Mork?
Can I attack again?
You only get one attack per round at this level.
Oh, okay. Then... No, that will be all.
Okay. Aegis.
I have a really, really bad plan.
Okay.
It's got to work now.
It might let some of you run away. Maybe.
Oh.
Might let me survive, hopefully. Aegis looks at this kobold.
Mm-hmm.
Can you fly? And I would like to do a shove attack and push him off the cliff.
Okay, that's opposed strength, isn't it?
I believe that is athletics checks.
Yeah. Doesn't do any damage, though, does it?
I mean, falling off the cliff might, but the shove attack itself does not, no.
Yeah.
That is a 19.
You're going to hate me for this, John.
You rolled a 20.
That's a natural 20.
I do hate you for this. But I'm going to keep doing what I was going to do next anyway.
Yes, okay, I believe it's a 20. I can see it.
What was that? Sorry, John? 10,
15, 20, 25.
Okay, that's...
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Two
landed kobolds, a winged kobold, and a drake.
Yeah, so that's a, for the kobolds, that's a 19,
just
first
hits.
One. For 5 points of damage. Second one, misses.
Okay.
What's your arm class, sorry, John?
19.
19, yeah, no, it missed. The drake gets a 18, so that misses. And then the winged kobold gets a 6 on the dice, so that'll miss as well. Is that everything from Aegis?
When I get to the bottom of the stairs, what's the lock on the door like?
The key has been left in.
Slam, lock. And Aegis just shouts up, run!
Okay. Just... Nah.
Casper.
Okay, we run. I disengage and start to run.
Yep,
I can get about this far.
Yeah.
Because I'm a speedy monk.
You are a speedy monk.
Yeah.
This kobold here. Oh, what's he going to do?
Next time, it's going to be Morgenstern. I just know it.
He, sensing Arturius is down, thinks he's dead, is going to run away from him and follow the rest. As is this one. This one is going to attack Mork.
Okay. That one missed. Excellent.
This one. Ooh. Yeah, he's going to run down here and attack Daphne.
Oh boy.
That is a 14.
Miss.
This one is there. And he's going to look over to where Aegis has just ran and think, huh? Then we are up to the drakes. This one's actually going to go chasing after Aegis, but can't get through the gate. And I've done them the wrong way around, but never mind. And this one is going to come down here. And you're the only person around, Daphne, I'm afraid.
That's fine. I already got the stand on the character. A natural one?
Yeah. And that is another natural one. So
what does he do to himself?
Hopefully combust.
So your target predicts your attack and is able to parry by hitting you, well, I'm going to say on the nose in this. Oh. It gets disadvantage on all attacks, saves, and checks for one turn.
Oh boy.
Daphne.
Can I disengage and leave?
Yes.
Yay,
I would advise that at this point.
That's what you just yelled about.
Can I dash out?
No.
Disengage is an action.
Yeah.
Point. It's only monks that get to do both. Rogues.
30, there we go. Archimedes!
Mary.
Yeah. 8 points of healing. And then she's going to keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where to? Just where the purple bits are.
As far as I can.
Yeah, that's as far as you can. Then we have this winged kobold. He saw you run off down the stairs and is going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. But he's going to drop down because he's ran out of rocks. But he is going to try and stab you with a dagger. Four
to hit or four damage?
Four on the dice.
That does not hit.
Nope.
I'm getting Hero Forge barred up just in case I do have to make Morgenstern.
This one's going to fly and drop down on the ground and make a dagger attack at Mork, which misses because that's a 7 on the dice.
Excellent.
This one's going to fly, well, waddle over, and he's going to do it at advantage with a dagger attack, which is a 16 plus 5, so 21.
Damn it.
For 7 points of damage divided by 2, which is 3 points of damage to you.
Yeah.
This one is going to fly down to here, but again has ran out of rocks, so is flying down. And that's a 7 on the dice, so that will miss. That is all turns. Arturius. Jeff. Oh dear. That's a big red cross.
He's fucking dead.
I was just joking about him, Jeff.
Below, pale call.
That's what I was joking about.
Okay, we'll deal with that after. Oh, wow. Okay.
Congratulations, Robin.
Like, I'm just like, is this the original encounter or is this the modified one?
I will explain what happened with this after.
Because I dread to think the raw one, if this is the modified one.
This is the raw one. The raw one.
Just remember, okay. I'm in one of Robin's games. He's in three of mine.
Three, technically.
Yeah.
I mean, it is part of the game.
It is.
Robin, is this the first time you killed a character?
Yeah, in I don't campaign. Really get character death yesterday.
First time I've killed a character in a campaign.
Yay!
Mork.
Can I disengage?
Yes, you can disengage.
How far can I run?
You could get to here.
Excellent.
But you will have to push past the kobold.
Okay, what do I have to roll?
So roll me an athletics check.
Okay, so athletics is plus 3. And I rolled an 11, bringing us to 14.
Yeah, you managed to push past it fine.
Okay, and I was your narrate this bit. Mork takes the bat off his head, throws it into the face of the last kobold that tried to attack him and said, "I am an orc!" And then just runs.
Orc noises. Yeah.
Well, the orc noises are the running sounds, apparently.
What does the orc say?
Oh. Is that
that sounds like a song.
Yeah.
Is that different from Mork?
Yes, when he's running, he's just playing his guitar.
Excellent. Aegis, you have a kobold next to you, and an angry guard drake gnashing at the bars and...
Raise his hands. I surrender.
It looks up at you and like...
Huh? That means you stop hitting me. And I stop hitting you.
Okay.
Do I get the sense it surrenders? Like, it accepts the surrendering?
It's looking at you. I'm going to think about that till it gets to its turn. Is that okay?
I am your prisoner. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all he does.
Okay. Casper.
Keep running.
Okay. The kobolds kind of turn to the drakes and they're like, "Stand down in Draconic. We've won this round. They're running away." Gonna the Greeks kind of stop their gnashing, and kind of the one right in front of you is just growling at the cage Aegis. Daphne?
Yes. Running away. I'm dashing it. You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Archimedes.
And I'm going to say at this point, you managed to all retreat to a safe distance, and Aegis is taken captive.
No!
And that is where we're going to end tonight.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness. Well, not exactly thank goodness, because it didn't end well.
I was going to say that went in a direction I did not expect it to go.
I mean, at least we didn't TPK. I mean, like, I saw Tani saying about working on a new character, and I'm just like, I'm just going to wait, see if we TPK, and then ask, okay, who wants what class? And I'll just figure out something based on what's not fancy.
I was going to go full-fledged fighter if Daphne didn't go. If Daphne went.
Oh, that was
I might be a little more intense next.
Than what I anticipated tonight, to be honest. So what happened there was basically sounds of fighting alerted kobolds in the next room.
Oh, jeez.
Of course it.
So, yeah. That was kind of written as planned, as in the rules. So, yeah. Sorry, Jeff.
That's all right.
How are you feeling?
I'm good.
I'm laughing just because it's more kind of...
yeah.
Nervous laughter.
Wee.
Yes. So, shall we go through our stars and wishes?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's easy.
I'm going to go from... Actually, I'll go with Sarah first.
I very much enjoyed being badass Snow White with my birds, and I enjoyed playing again. But also, like, my wishes are, I wish our Tories.
Tani.
That spear didn't use it. The fact is that, God damn it, Brian, with his character, dude, like, I'm a bat. Moo. That's kind of hilarious. I just wish we could save Aegis.
Yeah.
We will, next time.
It is possible to save Aegis. He is still alive. As alive as he is at the moment, anyway. Which is debatable how alive he actually is. But that gets into metaphysical quandaries, doesn't it?
Yes. Brian.
Stars, things that I'm happy for, that I don't have to pull up Morkenstein. I actually did enjoy how the fight went, actually. It's the first time I've ever had one we had to retreat from. It's a nice change of pace. What I wish for next time, avenging Artorias and rescuing Aegis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Stanza?
I liked the Darkwing Duck reference. He is the terror that flaps in the night. I remembered about catching missiles, but only after the one was thrown anyway. And I wasn't hit by one. So I still need to do that.
So is that your wish? Yeah, muted.
They appear to be having a coughing fit.
I was coughing.
Oh, sorry.
I assumed you didn't want to hear me coughing.
No.
That's all right. My wish is to rescue Aegis.
Dare I ask it, Jeff?
I love Brian's animal noises. I just love how he looks like committed to that whole thing. It's just amazing. Wishes, do better next time, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're such a fun, flavoursome character. Oh,
John?
I'm going to echo the... I'm a bat. Moo. I just loved that he stuck with it, and I really enjoyed Aegis just in... That is not the right animal. But the original plan had been that instead of casting Bless, that was going to be Sanctuary on Mork. But more people needed assistance at the time. Wishes. I hope people save Aegis, but I'm not really in control of that one.
So for me, I really liked that. I've been reading The Monsters Know What They're Doing, and it's been giving me all these combat tactics. So,
oh, is that a Matt Colville?
No, it is.
It's Sly Flourish, isn't it?
I thought, yeah.
So that's why the winged kobolds aren't just like on the ground and are they constantly up in the air and stuff. Making them
why
harder.
Why wouldn't you be?
For all I killed someone, I actually enjoyed how that combat went. And I wish I knew what I'm going to do next, because that's got me thinking, oh, okay, this is not what I planned for.
No plan of prep survives contact with players.
Yes. Yes, I'm going off the books now.
Hooray!
yeah. Well, I enjoyed that session. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, no, that was great, yeah.
That's good.
That's great, I like
I'm
it.
I'm not being sarcastic, that really was good, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Thanks very much, everyone.
He's now just going to plan your death now and the other D&D games you play in
the Oh, it's not...
I mean,
it's not D&D, it's Call of Cthulhu.
Jeff doesn't even more worse. Massive Neanderthal is already very deadly.
Yeah.
Like, you, Robin, you're going to get an extra madness today.
Yes, so I'll allow you guys to do your closing out now.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please consider leaving us a review. It really helps us and might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come and say hi. And we do a lot of other game streams that, well, they don't work in an audio-only format. So head over to finalbossfight.co.uk for all of the details. We'll see you back here next time. Please take care of yourselves. Are you satisfied with your care?